Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
HBO's Watchmen is a TV sequel to the iconic graphic novel by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons. The show premiered earlier this month, and while many viewers may have expected action-packed vigilante justice, similar to the 2009 film adaptation of Watchmen, the show is surprising some with its meditative look at race relations in 2019. Regina King stars in the new series as a police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I got a nose for white supremacy, and he smells like bleach.
Her character is tasked with bringing down a white supremacist terror organization known as the 7th Cavalry. The new show's first episode opens with an intense recreation of the 1921 Tulsa massacre, in which hundreds of black residents were killed and injured by a white mob.
I was familiar with the massacre. I was sort of taken aback by how many people hadn't heard of it. So it makes me very, very happy that we did that, just to enlighten a lot of people about an important element of American history.
That's Cord Jefferson, one of the writers on Watchmen. And I spoke to him about mapping out the show's first season and what he's hoping the adaptation will mean to viewers.
I was excited to write for a show that was set in Tulsa simply because so many prestige television shows are set in New York and Los Angeles or other big coastal cities. And so working on a show about African Americans set in a place like Tulsa where you don't really ever see prestige television set was an exciting opportunity for me.
The relationship that Black Americans have with law enforcement in the United States has always been a difficult one. And I think over the past decade in particular, we've become more aware of that because of social media and videos that we've seen and the deaths of Black Americans at the hands of police whose names we all know at this point. But how do you sort of turn that on its head here by making Regina King and others law enforcement?
One of the criticisms that I've seen of the show is about this very question and is about the fact that we are not only having a black police officer as lead, but that she is battling a white supremacist organization. And very frequently in America, in American history, white supremacists have been police themselves, and there's been Klan members in the police force working hand in hand with Klan members outside of the police force. And so it rings as false and maybe offensively false to people to say that we are now with a police force that's battling the elements of white supremacy. And I would say that I think that's a reasonable criticism, but I would also say that it's still very early in the season, and I would suggest that people continue watching because right now only two episodes have aired. And I think that a lot of those questions and concerns will be responded to as the season progresses.
Do you think exploring issues of race in this country, particularly today, through essentially what is a superhero story, does that lessen the message at all, or does that make it more accessible?
I don't think so. When I started reading comic books, when I started reading X-Men, for instance, when I was younger, I never took it to be a story about mutants with superpowers. I always saw it as an allegory for what it was like to be a minority or an oppressed person in society, an outsider. To me, the story of mutants and that kind of thing was just, you know, a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down, and that the X-Men were actually sort of, in my mind, always people of color or gay people or women or other oppressed members of society. And so I think that if you're looking at comic books the way that I've always looked at comic books, I think that they are much more important than you necessarily think they're going to be. Just because children read them doesn't necessarily mean that there's not important lessons to be learned within comic books. And so I would hope that simply because we're talking about superheroes and this the source material for this is a comic book, that people wouldn't think that we're belittling how important race and racism are in American society.
There are some folks who have criticized this because they say it politicizes one of their favorite comic stories. I mean, have comics really been able to avoid politics? And is that just terminology for we don't feel comfortable because it's talking about racism directly?
I think that all comic books have been largely political over the years, but I think that to say that we are politicizing Watchmen is a woeful misunderstanding of the original text, if you're a person who says that. I think that there's no way to look at Alan Moore's original Watchmen, which is a story about nuclear tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union and vigilantism and police authority and Nixonian politics, how you can look at that and say that 35 years later we are injecting politics into Watchmen just seems like what you're saying instead is that our politics are not as palatable as the original politics of the text. And so if you're saying that for some reason you're finding the politics of our show to be less palatable for you, I think that sort of a person should do some soul searching and ask themselves why they think that the politics of the book are fine for them and the politics of the show are repellent to them.
You've worked on a lot of other shows, from The Good Place to Succession, which has become a cult favorite for better or worse there.
Yes.
I mean, what's your approach when you're looking at tackling current events as opposed to working in drama and comedy? I mean, Succession is quite a fascinating view of the uber 1%, and yet it has gotten quite a bit of attention. The Good Place is obviously comedy and not based in reality. So how do you kind of approach those different things? Do you pull from what's happening every day and in everyday reality into those stories?
Yeah, I think that The Good Place, despite being a pretty high concept, wild afterlife show, is grounded in reality in many ways and is grounded in actual emotion, and the characters feel real and the characters feel three-dimensional in a way that I think helps make it seem less crazy. For all the cartoony elements associated with The Good Place, I think that a lot of it is just about human connection and trying your hardest to be a good person and trying to figure out how to live a good life when you're here on Earth and not in the afterlife. And so I feel like those are very universal themes that a lot of people can latch on to. So I think that it's not, despite it being kind of crazy, it's not too easy to ground it and make it feel relatable. And I feel like Succession is a little bit too real. I think that Succession came along at exactly the right moment in American history when people are starting to really be deeply skeptical of uber wealthy billionaires. And when we're having such a huge, important conversation in society about whether billionaires should even exist. And so I think that is obviously much, much easier to consider relatable nowadays than The Good Place. But I do think that the thing that unites both of those things and hopefully the thing that unites everything that I work on is just universal themes of what it's like to be a human being and explorations of the human condition.
Cord Jefferson is a writer on HBO's Watchmen. Cord, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.